Most of us are firming up our summer plans. For one Seattle family, that means getting their home-built plane ready for their annual trip to the most isolated parts of Alaska. KPLU's Ashley Gross brings us this story.
For about 11 months of the year, Mark Reed and his wife, Chris Buchanan, live in Ballard. They recently moved into a fixer-upper.
The house is still a work in progress.
The other month of the year, they spend in Alaska. Their home there is a tent they pitch wherever they're able to land their plane. They drink water filtered from a stream. They eat fish they catch themselves. They've been hooked on that wide open space ever since their first trip in 2008.
We were traveling over terrain pretty soon into our trip where we couldn't see a town or a settlement or even a road outside of any of the windows.
They let the weather dictate their way. If it's clear, they can make it to places few humans get a chance to go. The northernmost reaches of Alaska, Prudhoe Bay, the Brooks Range, the Colville River. Their means of transportation is kept in a hangar at Payne Field.
And this is the machine.
It's a single-engine prop plane, canary yellow, a bit longer than a Subaru Outback.
And the wings are riveted aluminum here. There's thousands of rivets in there. Lots and lots of hours of riveting.
You did all that?
Oh, yes.
Reed built it from a kit, but added lots of customization, mostly to make the plane safer. He has three GPSs and two electrical systems.
How did it feel the first time you took this plane up? The very first time?
Oh, it was a hoot. You know, there's a certain amount of trepidation. I'd spent almost 3,000 hours building it. I didn't have too many doubts about it, but you are a test pilot, and that first flight is always an exciting one.
Reed has always loved making things, especially things that go up in the sky. In college, he taught himself how to make technical, high-end kites, you know, the kind that do flips in the air. He turned that into a business called Prism Designs. About a decade ago, he reached a point where things were going well, but he felt a little bored.
When that happens for me, it's always been helpful to think about, well, what would you be doing if you could be doing anything at all, and time and money was no object. And one day that idea popped into mind, and the idea was to build an airplane and fly it to the northernmost point in Alaska and then fly it down to the southernmost point in South America.
There's an assumption that this is a mad idea that my husband had that I somehow had to be convinced to go along with. And my friends who know me are just as likely to think that the idea came from me.
They share an adventurous spirit. Reed already had his pilot's license, and Buchanan got hers, too. After their first trip, they decided they wanted to go to Alaska every year, and they ditched the South America idea.
We really had our minds blown by the experience of being in that landscape.
2 years after that trip, their daughter was born.
I'm going to take off my tape.
Okay, let's take off your tape. Because it's getting to be time for bed.
When Rachel arrived 5 years ago, did you guys have to have a conversation about, oh, are we going to keep doing this?
No,
I don't think that was not a conversation for us.
They just installed an Evenflow kids car seat in the back of the plane. They rejiggered what they take to accommodate kid gear. Some necessities these days include dum-dum lollipops and a few stuffed animals. The trips are special for Rachel, too.
Do you have a favorite thing about Alaska?
Picking blueberries.
I'm fascinated by that. I have kids, and sometimes I feel almost paralyzed by fear about the dangers that exist. When they climb too high in a tree, I get freaked out. It's hard to imagine taking them to isolated parts of Alaska in a small plane, but I admire it. It's all about teaching kids to jump into life with both feet.
There's something in my tights.
What's
bothering my toes.
Buchanan and Reed want their daughter to experience how amazing our planet is.
There's something to be said for appreciating the scale of the world that you live in. And it shouldn't be scary.
Making good judgments is another thing they want to teach Rachel. They plan extensively before each flight. That's how they handle the risks of flying in Alaska, the massive mountains, the unforgiving weather.
You spend a lot of time looking pretty far ahead of the airplane, trying to think about what could happen next, what you may be headed towards next, and what you're going to do about it.
That means not just having a plan B, but plans C, D, E, and F. This is a familiar routine. City life is what can feel hard now and then.
Sometimes birthday parties are a little challenging.
Come July, they won't have to worry about a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. Instead, they'll be monitoring the weather in Alaska and figuring out good places to land their plane and keeping an eye out for bears. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.